Listen and listen good.
Why? This week, some very interesting people will join you on your grape encounter.
Whatever you do, don't you touch it.
All right, listen up.
Grape Encounters is 100% estate grown. We have, however, removed the pretentiousness and added a healthy dose of fun.
Oh, who do we have here?
Grab a flute of bubbly and rise.
Rise.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's your Grape Encounters host, David Wilson.
And it's time for your weekly Grape Encounter. And I'll tell you what, I cannot imagine a greater privilege than being invited to be a judge at one of the prestigious wine competitions that take place throughout America. There's a big one in Los Angeles. It's LA International Wine Competition. Wine and Spirits, really, Grand Poobah, the top of the heap where this competition is concerned, is also one of the great sommeliers on planet Earth. He is Michael Jordan. He is not the basketball player. And believe me, he does not dribble when it comes to wine, never spills a drop. And he's here with me. We have been tasting for 2 days now. And what a privilege. And I just want to thank you, Michael, for the opportunity to be here. It's been so fun.
We're excited to have the 74th Annual International Wine, Olive Oil, and Spirits Competition. 74 years. It's the granddaddy of them all.
So tell me where this competition ranks in terms of competitions across the country. It's one of the big ones, right?
Oh, most definitely. It's one of the biggest ones in the world. I was a judge here for at least 12 years. And in the last 2 years, I've been the honorary chair of the event. This was my favorite competition to judge at when I was, you know, attending and judging at several competitions. This was the one I would not miss.
So let's talk about the judges for a second, because I think, you know, when people walk into whatever the retailer is that they buy their wine from, they'll see gold medals or they'll see scores on wines, but they don't really know where that comes from. And I've always told people, you know, check out the awards that are given at these kinds of wine competitions, because it's a really good guide to help you determine what you should buy. What's interesting about being a part of the judging panel is the diversity. There's winemakers on the panel. There are people who run associations. There are restaurateurs. There are lay people. And God forbid, there are even broadcasters.
It's a great diverse group of judges, and try very well to sort them out and kind of equalize the panels. And the beauty of it is that diversity on each judging panel. Contrary to one wine critic or one personal wine writer that assigns scores to wines, that one wine writer, that we know several of them, they give points, you know, and people are familiar with so-and-so's 100-point rating or this person's rating. This is actually a group palate, a group conscience of tasters, people that do have a good basic knowledge and understanding of wines and the varietals of wine and what, you know, what it should taste like and what off flavors, aromas, and flaws, because that's really what we want to know. Is it a clean wine? Is it well made? Is it an excellent wine? Is it delicious? Those are the levels of quality from which we assign the bronze, silver, and gold medals.
So amazingly, there are somewhere between 3,100 and 3,200 wines that were tasted here over the past couple of days. That's a lot of wine. And I got to think that if you're submitting a wine to a competition to begin with, that the wine is probably something you feel pretty confident in to begin with. So, you know, the wines that make it here to the competition, I mean, you got to pay money to be in the competition. You're feeling confident already. So when you get a medal at a competition like this, you see that on the wine when you go to buy it. It's a pretty good indication, is it not, that it's a pretty good wine?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I'm really proud about to be involved with this competition is that it is really a definitive source for recommendation and quality. That if you were to see a medal on a bottle of wine from the LA International Competition, you are a consumer. You can be confident that a panel of judges that have tasted and agreed upon the quality of this wine.
So here's what's amazing is, first of all, and I think this makes so much sense, there's not a lot of overthinking where these wines are concerned. We don't dissect the wines. It's that initial reaction you have to the wine. You look at it, you smell it, you taste it, and you either don't like it, or love it. That's how the judging is done. There's not this long list of criteria. It really comes down to how well do you really like it. I think that's what consumers do, right?
You know, I agree with you. I'm glad you said that, because if we were to take people that know really nothing about wine, people that don't even really drink wine, don't even care about it, okay, and set them all together, 20 of them, and we have five wines that are very poorly made, very poor examples of wine, and five wines that are really well made very good examples of wine, all of those people would be able to tell the difference between the two. Whether you like that kind of wine or not, you can tell if it's well-made, if it's good wine or not. You can totally tell the good wine from the bad wine. There is such a thing as bad wine out there. We hate to say that, but you know, there is. It's poorly made or it's flawed or it's, you know, got a problem of some sort. And the finest wines, the best wines are made from perfectly ripened fruit, not manipulated, but just made into delicious wine without screwing it up.
The amazing thing here is that you got to discover some wines I've never had. Varietals I've never even heard of. The glass is sitting there. You don't know who made it. You don't know if they have a great reputation or whether they're a stinker winemaker. You just sip it and you go, wow, that's pretty exciting. Like, you know, it was interesting to drink the Concord wines because, you know, Concord grapes is what Welch's makes their grape juice out of that, but still a lot of fun and in the right circumstances, something that you would enjoy drinking, but something that I wouldn't drink every day.
Well, what's so amazing is we do get wines from all over the world entered here, and many American wines, Native American grapes, and this isn't Cabernet Sauvignon and Chardonnay and your Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Noir, Native American grapes from the Lambrusca variety or family of grapes are things like Delaware and Concord, and we've got Muscadin and all these kinds of amazing different kinds of grapes that are made throughout the United States. And oh, by the way, wine is made in every single one of the 50 states. Every one of the 50 states producing wine, mostly from locally grown grapes of the varieties that grow in your area. There's wines from Missouri, there's one from New York, there's one from Michigan, Wisconsin. Some of these fruit wines, they don't have grapes in their area. They make wines out of raspberries and cherries and chokecherry and, you know, all of these amazing fruit that grow in your area. Well, you know, we got to drink something, so we'll make wine out of whatever we got.
The amazing thing is that I think if you just look at the results that are posted from this competition and, you know, what Dallas Morning News will have their competition, San Francisco Chronicle will have their competition, what you're going to see are gut reactions of a diverse panel. And what was amazing to me was how much consensus there was around our table, that it didn't matter what the credentials were of each of the people that were judging the wines. We were in sync. We were like a judging machine, and we were very much in tune with each other. And I think if you go online and you look at the results last year or this year for this competition, that you can confidently go buy those wines. If it's a gold medal, guess what, folks? Kids, you're going to enjoy it, right?
The awards will be released on June the 3rd. You could go to the website and print out the list of, or just look at the list of medal winning wines. The one for last year, the 2012 winners, are still online there. You go print out that list and go to your local favorite wine shop. Many of these wines are already in the wine shop, and you can select from those wines that are there, wines that we as a group here at the LA County, at the LA International Wine Competition, the 74th one, as a matter of fact, are telling you, the world, that we tasted these wines and we have judged them to be superlative wines.
I think confidently buy these wines. I think it's probably true with most of the really credible competitions that go on in the country, that if you want to know how to pick something new, exciting, and fun, you can confidently go online and look at what was judged there, and you'll be happy with the decision. And I'll tell you what, step outside the box. Stop drinking just the Cabernets or the Merlots or what Chardonnay or whatever you're used to, and drink something you've never tried before, and you're really going to have a lot of fun. You might not find it at your wine store, but you can probably buy it online, right, Michael?
Absolutely. You know what I would say, and thank you for saying that and telling everybody to try new things. We're not here to teach people how to eat and drink, certainly, but we are here as a definitive resource, quality, and you know, what's cool is if you go online and look at the list of wine that won medals, you'll see all these different varietals of wine. You'll see sweet wines, dessert wines, port wines, dessert wines, you know, wines from, you know, Maryland, wines from Virginia, my goodness. And of course, all the wines from California and France and Germany and Spain. You know, these wines are there, but if you wanted to try a different wine out of the box of something new and different, you can pick the gold medal winning Rioja from Spain, or the gold medal winning Riesling from Australia, or whatever it is that you're interested in, pick a winner.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you will not go wrong. It's a lot of fun, and it's a really great opportunity for you to experiment. Anyway, I so appreciate it. Michael Jordan is one of the great wine guys on planet Earth, a master sommelier. He also is a certified wine educator, one of, I think, less than 20 people on 15 people on planet Earth that have both of those certifications. So pretty big deal. He's the most qualified guy to run this competition and been a pleasure being here. So I can't wait to find out what I voted for because I have no idea.
Thank you, David. You've been a great judge and we really appreciate you coming out. We'll know on June the 3rd what the award-winning wines are and I can't wait to know either.
Okay, we're going to be back. We're going up to Paso Robles next. I spent a little time up there a couple of days ago. Vino Robles is opening the greatest amphitheater there, 3,300 seats, getting some great acts there. It's where the wine business is going. So much fun. And I also wanted to mention the fact that if you go up to Paso Robles, if you come out to California, get over to Ancient Peaks where they have Margarita Adventures. Go to margarita-adventures.com. It's, I think, the only zip line that will take you through a vineyard. You're like looking at me startled, Mike. You don't know about this, right?
I can't wait to zip line through a vineyard.
You need bladder control products, actually, when you do this. But it's so much fun. What a way to enjoy your wine experience. You know what? Wine is all about fun. And I love that people like Vino Robles, Margarita Adventures, Ancient Peaks are doing great things to make it more fun. And Michael, you, of all people, make it more fun than anything else.
Thank you, David. Take care. And thank you for having me on. Hey, we'll see you all at the fair. Come down to the LA County Fair in September and taste these wines, doggone it.
You got it. And we're off to Vino Robles next. Actually, we're going backwards because we actually taped this interview yesterday, but I think you'll enjoy it. More Grape Encounters right after this.
Well, David Wilson uncorks the next story. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/grapeencountersradio.
Warm weather is showing up all over the country, and it's time to get into picnic and barbecue mode. That means time for grilling and beer and wine chilling. If wine, beer, or even a pitcher of margaritas figure into your summer festivities, visit epicstyle.com for the ultimate selection of products and accessories to help you savor in style. From acrylic glasses to picnic backpacks, you'll discover thousands of products that will help you have more fun under the summer sun. Check it out, epicstyle.com.
Talk about the adventure of a lifetime. Our listener trip aboard the Regent Seven Seas Mariner is a grape encounter that I will never, ever forget. And the folks who made this magical journey possible are Sterling Travel. I don't know of any travel agency that does a better job when it comes to creating unforgettable experiences. At Sterling Travel, they focus on excursions that are simply second to none. That's why they work with companies like Regent Seven Seas to make sure that your Sterling Travel experience takes you to incomparable destinations and immerses you in exceptional service that totally exceeds your expectations. Before, during, and after your trip, they're with you all the way, making sure that your vacation is completely and totally off the chart. They have all kinds of adventures waiting for you, and the best way to learn more about what Sterling Travel can do for you is to log on to SterlingTravelInc.com. That's SterlingTravelInc.com. Tell them you heard about it on Grape Encounters Radio.
As a grape encounterist, you know how much fun an hour of conversation about wine can be each week. But there's no way we can pack everything into a show. Listeners just like you are turning the Grape Encounters Radio Facebook group into an incredible online community where like-minded wine lovers converse, share information, and inspire each other with posts on a variety of interesting topics. If you haven't discovered your community, join in today on Facebook by entering Grape Encounters Radio.
You're having a grape encounter with David Wilson. What a way to spend the day!
Last night, I got a little obsessed. I was Googling wineries for a completely different reason than I usually Google wineries. It has become very clear to me that wineries are really going way beyond simply having tasting rooms and selling wine and maybe having picnic areas and that sort of thing. I am absolutely astounded at how many wineries now are creating musical venues. Some of them are really big. Humongous might be a fair word to use. I got very deep into Google and I was looking all across the country at wineries, and it seems like it's the new trend. Where there's good wine, there's good music. Some people, as I said, are taking it very, very seriously. And so today, we are out at Vino Robles, and they have been building the Vino Robles Amphitheater. I'm going to take on a little tour of it in just a bit with the general manager. First, I want to introduce you to Simone Michal, who is the director of customer relations and marketing, what is an amazing winery. It's just about concert time.
We're gearing up. We hear the tractors in the background. We just put in the sod for the lawn, and seats are going in this week. So we're definitely gearing up for our inaugural concert season.
Now, in just a minute, you're going to take me out there. As I understand it, I'm going to get suited up, a hard hat, some brightly colored jacket, right, so I don't get mowed down by one of those tractors. And then Tim Reed, the general manager here, and he's also the project manager, is going to show me what's going on. I know there's a lot that still needs to be done, but first concert hopefully will be
in early July 2013.
Rumor on the street has it, it's a big deal. Any chance of me sweet-talking you into telling me who's going to be on the lineup?
Well, you know what I can promise is we have a very exciting first season lineup ready for you. See, maybe you can sweet-talk me into dropping the one or other name a little bit later.
What if I ask Tim, would he tell me?
Probably not.
It's been the well-guarded secret around here. Rumor has it, we're talking some very big names.
Definitely, we have some exciting acts in store for you.
Okay, so before we tour the facility and before I make any further efforts to try to drag this out of you, you're going to tell me a little bit about this winery because it's purely spectacular. Are you ready to give me a little rundown on what goes on here at Vino Robles?
Absolutely, would be my pleasure.
First of all, looks like a castle. Let's just give listeners a little bit of history about what this is.
Well, Vino Robles actually started back in 1997. Family-owned and operated winery with a Swiss lineage. We specialize in wines that combine our European heritage and the balance and elegance that's often associated with those wines, with our fabulous terroir here in Paso Robles and the bright, bold fruit that we get from our grapes. This facility exemplifies that combination of European inspiration and California character. As you said, it kind of reminds you of a castle. We were inspired by the regional missions here, combined it with some of that beautiful modern European.
It's kind of an interesting
touch.
Look because it does. It combines those two things. I hadn't really thought about it. However, I think if you took somebody and you blindfolded them, you dropped them in the middle of this center, they wouldn't know where in the world they were at. But there certainly is a very strong European flavor. But what is really remarkable about this place is it's grand. I mean, the scale of everything. I mean, you go into some of the rooms and the ceilings must be 40 feet high. Am I close?
Pretty close. Yeah, we have some and also some beautiful large picture windows because we want to kind of combine that outdoor feel that you get in wine country, even if you're on the inside enjoying a glass of wine.
So the owners of this facility decided to go big. Did they start off small or did they have grand dreams from the very beginning?
You know, we certainly had grand dreams. We're still small. We're a smaller winery here in the region.
Small from a volume standpoint.
Yes.
But
correct.
I mean, in terms of what you've got facility-wise, something you're not going to miss when you drive by.
Definitely. Hospitality Center opened in 2007.
It used to be that people would very quickly bounce from one tasting room to the next and see how many they could pack in. It seems like the way things have changed is this. Now are finding these tasting rooms and facilities to be the destination. You don't need to be in such a hot hurry to get to the next, that instead you can make an afternoon of one facility.
Definitely. We believe you have to come here and spend some time with us. We also offer various food pairings. So you really get to not only enjoy our estate wines, but you also get to learn more about how you can pair them with food, how the various flavors play with each other and can enhance each other. We also really value the personal connection with our customers. So a lot of our tastings are held at a separate bar or at a private table.
Tasting rooms used
level.
To be stuffy places, snobby places. Now they seem to be places where more and more you can get an education.
It might seem a little cold when you walk in because we have such a large facility, but our hospitality center hosts are all very knowledgeable and friendly. You know, we're winemakers at heart. We're viticulturists and we love sharing our passion with whomever walks through our doors.
We are at Vino Robles with Simone Michel. Now, we're going to be taking listeners to a site where you have something remarkable under construction. We'll do that in just a second. Just run down the laundry list of things that you can do here that you wouldn't expect to be able to do at a winery.
As a winery, can't only taste wine, but I would encourage you to look at our beautiful art. We also have some fantastic food and wine pairings, for example, a private...
And you have a kitchen right here.
Yes, we do have a kitchen. We have a private wine and cheese pairing that features five specialty artisanal cheeses paired with some of our limited edition special releases. We have a special petite Syrah and chocolate truffle pairing, and we'll have some more have some more interesting food and wine experiences in store for you later this year. We are going to take you down to the construction site of the Vino Robles Amphitheater, a 3,300 seat boutique outdoor concert venue that is set to open.
Did you get that? 3,300 seats. I mean, a lot of wineries have facilities where they entertain folks, but 3,300, I mean, that's getting real serious.
It might seem large, but we have tiered seating, lawn seating, and VIP boxes, and the furthest you'll ever be away from the stage is 150 feet.
Okay, so we're on our way to the new amphitheater. It's not done yet at Vino Robles. We'll be back with more Grape Encounters Radio right after this.
Grape Encounters Radio is always on the lookout for great story ideas, even if they're completely and totally off the wall. So here's the deal. Share your story ideas with me or send a question you'd like to hear answered on the show. If I use your question or suggestion, I'll send you a special gift from epicstyle.com. I want to know what you want to know. You can contact me on the Grape Encounters Radio group page on Facebook or email david@grapeencountersradio.com. If you've got something for me, I've got something for you.
Warm weather is showing up all over the country, and it's time to get into picnic and barbecue mode. That means time for grilling and beer and wine chilling. If wine, beer, or even a pitcher of margaritas figure into your summer festivities, visit epicstyle.com for the ultimate selection of products and accessories to help you savor in style. From acrylic glasses to picnic backpacks, you'll discover thousands of products that will help you have more fun under the summer sun. Check it out, epicstyle.com.
Talk about the adventure of a lifetime. Our listener trip aboard the Regent Seven Seas Mariner is a Grape Encounter that I will never, ever forget. And the folks who made this magical journey possible are Sterling Travel. I don't know of any travel agency that does a better job when it comes to creating unforgettable experiences. At Sterling Travel, they focus on excursions that are simply second to none. That's why they work with companies like Regent Seven Seas to make sure that your Sterling Travel experience takes you to incomparable destinations and immerses you in exceptional service that totally exceeds your expectations. Before, during, and after your trip, they're with you all the way, making sure that your vacation is completely and totally off the chart. They have all kinds of adventures waiting for you, and the best way to learn more about what Sterling Travel can do for you is to log on to SterlingTravelInc.com. That's SterlingTravelInc.com. Tell them you heard about it on Grape Encounters Radio.
He's back, and he's not alone. Your Grape Encounter continues with David Wilson and a little help from his friends.
Okay. So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Okay, I am now donning a very brightly colored vest and a hard hat as we have entered the construction zone, and I am with Tim Reed. He's the general manager and project manager here where this amazing concert venue is being built, and it's pretty far along. How much longer before this gets done, Tim?
We'll do a soft opening in late June, which is kind of an open house event for the public to come in and experience the building.
No kidding. Now, let's just describe what we're looking at, because honestly, I've never seen anything like this at a winery before. Actually, it's not a winery. It's your
hospitality center. Correct.
But associated with wine, nothing this big. Do you know of any facility that would rival this anywhere?
Yeah, there are a few amphitheater facilities at winery-associated locations. There's a facility called Mary Hill up in Oregon. It might be Washington, actually. And the Mountain Winery up in Saratoga, near the Bay Area.
But not many. I mean, this is 3,300 seats, right?
Correct.
So you would get acts from, I guess, at the very highest level, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll have
A-list
acts. Yeah, major touring artists.
I will never be playing this stage.
Well, maybe. You might get to announce.
Well, that would be great. So let's just take it from the beginning here. We have a grand entrance, and I don't know how to describe it. It's not covered with stone just yet, but it will be, right?
It will be, yes. There'll be two kind of plinth towers on either side of it with open trusses, decorative trussing around it, and that'll be the main entry feature for the facility.
So you walk in, and then you have essentially a semicircle of buildings. These are concession stands.
Correct.
That will sell your wines, other people's wines?
Yes, and we call it the plaza. So you enter through the main feature and arrive in the amphitheater plaza, and where all the services are available, including food, beverage, restrooms, medical, security, etc.
And what, by the way, is the actual name of the facility going to be?
The Vino Robles Amphitheater.
The Vino Robles Amphitheater. Okay, so now there is a courtyard area, and then there are a number of kiosks also in a semicircle. This is the really cool part. That's specialty foods and other concessions?
Correct. Specialty foods and vending. We're going to have a pair of those that are for food and wine pairs only from Vino Robles, and then one that's dessert and coffee, and a third that's available for guest chefs to arrive at individual events and have some specialty offerings.
So much more than popcorn and corn dogs.
But you can also get popcorn and corn dogs. So we'll have all the standard fare. The other feature that you don't see yet, and it's actually right where we're standing, is a dual wood-burning pizza oven.
Oh, no kidding.
And a service counter there. So we'll be making gourmet
pizzas.
Yeah, that also pair with the wines.
Unbelievable. And then so you go past the kiosks, and you have the first level of seating, which is actually turf seating, right?
Yes, a GA lawn, a general admission lawn at the very top. Then as you continue down the bowl towards the stage, we get into fixed seating, VIP boxes, stadium seating, which is, you know, fixed to the ground.
And the boxes have table service?
They'll have waitress service, yes.
Wow. And then, now what I'm looking at is the stage itself. And this is really something to behold. I mean, it's a spectacular backdrop. And by the way, I can tell the sound is great in here, too.
Yes.
Because all the buildings create... Well, you've got a natural bowl to begin with, right?
Right. I mean, amphitheaters themselves are a section of a cone, which a cone is a speaker. So, I mean, naturally, you have perfect sound inside of an amphitheater. The sound emanates away from the stage and only goes past the audience one time with nothing for it to bounce off of. Amphitheaters are some of the best sound you can get.
So, the facility is going to actually open in July?
Yeah, our first commercial events will be in early July.
Do you know what acts will be here? You're not going to tell me, are you?
I can't tell you. Yeah,
we're. Do you know?
I do.
And if I gave you $20 right now, you wouldn't tell me.
I can't do it.
But suffice to say, it's going to be a lineup of people that we all know.
You'll know the names. You'll recognize them all.
Big time stars.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what do you anticipate the cost to go to a concert here will be? Have you thought that through yet, or is it just depend on the act?
It does depend on the act. You can look at different acts and look around and see where they're playing and get an idea of what the tickets might cost. But the nice thing is we've got all the different ticket types, including the GA lawn, which means we can scale the house nicely, providing different price points and hopefully something for everybody.
Do you expect that the lion's share of people who will attend shows here will be indigenous to the area, or are they going to be tourists that come up here to make a weekend of it?
It's a great question. I mean, we're a destination location already, but if you talk to people who love music on the Central Coast, their chief complaint to you is that they, you know, to see their favorite acts when they tour, they've got to at least drive a couple, 2-3 hours away in order to see that. So we can't just say indigenous only. We're going to draw from out of the area for this, but we're certainly going to provide the solution for everybody who lives locally to come and see their favorite acts for the full summer season.
Well, the reason I wanted to come here and really share this with the country is because I really believe the wine tasting world is really changing. It used to be, I mean, we all know that there are wine tasting regions in every state of the union,
right?
You know, every continent basically. But it used to be that the only thing to do was to taste wine, and hence people would go to a place like Paso Robles and they'd see how many wineries they could squeeze in.
Right, right.
And in the end, it wasn't a great experience because you were overindulging and doing not much else.
Yeah.
But there's a whole culture now that is developing around the wine business, right?
Well, I mean,
and this is a great reflection of it, and also how big it can be, how grand it can be.
I like to think of it like this. I mean, wine is a celebration of life. Food is a celebration of life. And music is a celebration of life. And so, you know, adding this third element on a consistent basis here, it's just a perfect trilogy, if you ask me. I mean, that's my take
on
it.
So the only other thing you need is like a 24-hour fitness place to work off all the decadent.
We built that.
You have that?
Yeah, we got that.
Hey, it's been my pleasure to talk to Tim Reed. We're at Vina Robles. It's a wonderful visitor facility here. Beautiful, spectacular concert venue that's being built. You can see exactly what it's going to look like, but just in a matter of months, you're going to be able to come here yourself. I don't care where you're listening to the show from. Doesn't matter. I can tell you, I promise you, this is a money-back guarantee that no matter where you are, you can build an amazing trip at a place like this. You come out to Paso Robles, you could spend weeks and weeks and weeks here if you wanted to. But, you know, just a week here, there's so much to see and do. And, you know, truthfully, to be fair to the rest of the states in the union, this kind of thing is happening all over the place now.
It is. And
the culture that's being built around wine is really taking us back to what used to be a much better time in America. You think?
I totally agree.
All right, Tim. Hey, I appreciate it.
Listen to this. We are back.
Okay, so I finally get to take the hard hat off. I don't look good in a hard hat, I have to tell you. And I do not look good in bright orange with green stripes. Not a good look for me. I look good with a wine glass in my hand. And I really look forward to having a wine glass in my hand. Coming back to this facility, we were talking to Simone Mikkel a little bit earlier, and she's the one who knows the tightly guarded secret of who is going to be performing. And I've got Simone back here now, and I guess you got permission, huh?
I did, and I promised you an exciting inaugural season at the Vina Robles Amphitheater.
And you're really going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you. We have exciting shows planned. For example, an evening with Yes, one of your favorite rock bands. Definitely a classic. We have Garrison Keillor coming with his current show, the Radio Romance Tour 2013. We have ZZ Top lined up. Los Lobos.
Now, hold it now. You know, you probably didn't know this, but my brother toured with ZZ Top. He was the guy who trimmed their beards.
That's quite a job.
Actually, he was their light guy for years, and he used to, when ZZ Top would come into town, he would call me up and he'd say, hey, little brother, come here down to the wherever the stadium was or the venue, and I'd get to sit on the side of the stage. Can you believe that?
That's quite an experience. And you know, it'll be just as great here at the Vina Robles Amphitheater because you're not going to be any further away than 150 feet from the stage. So you'll definitely have an intimate concert experience. To continue the lineup, we'll also have Tony Bennett, I left my Ziggy Marley, Sammy Hagar.
Wait, will Tony Bennett, Ziggy Marley, and Sammy Hagar be singing all at the same time? That would be very cool.
That would be interesting. No, it's all different dates. We also have the Doobie Brothers. I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by. Bonnie Raitt. And Moody Blues.
Oh my gosh, you got some of the really great classic rock bands here. You got the Moody Blues, you've got Yes, ZZ Top, Bonnie Raitt certainly falls under that category. I heard Lynyrd Skynyrd. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
Okay, and so you know what? I think in most cases, like the Moody Blues, it's all original members, I believe. I think that's the case with the Doobie Brothers, although they lost their drummer last year. And then Yes, rumor is they're going to be performing, what, three of their albums in their entirety?
That's correct. They're performing three of their albums on July 6th.
Tell me, are you a Yes fan?
Of course.
You're supposed to say yes. Okay, who? Oh, Peter Frampton.
Yes, that'll be a great show. And I'm also excited because he's coming with B.B. King.
So it's going to be Peter Frampton and B.B. King. And both of them are known for being amazing guitarists. Totally different styles. Do I get to come to that show?
I'll see what I can do.
Anybody else, or is that pretty much the rundown?
You know, there are more shows. Right now, we have a total of 20 shows. You're welcome to check out our website for additions and changes to the schedule. It's online at vinaroblesamphitheater.com.
You just snuck a commercial in. You know that?
That's my job.
So that's it, folks. That is the lineup. And I'm going to tell you, I wanted to do this story because I had heard about the amphitheater. I've been by the winery before, but the amphitheater, as I told you earlier, is just mind-boggling. It's so
incredible, so beautiful. They've thought of absolutely everything. But you know what? There's that saying, Simone, if you build it, they will come. And I think that's the case both in terms of wine lovers and music lovers who will come here, but also great acts as well.
Definitely. We're very excited to bring this intimate, state-of-the-art outdoor amphitheater here to our community for the Central Coast call its own. And we're excited to offer a first-class wine country experience.
So here's what I have to say to all my listening wine lovers. If you're music lovers, in fact, nothing goes better with wine than music, except perhaps romance. But music is romantic as well. Really, no matter what part of the country you're in, check out your local wineries. There's a pretty good chance that if you're anywhere near a good-sized winery, they're getting into the music game as well because it's become the thing to do. And they may not advertise it in the same places that you're going to find most concerts advertised. But you know what? If you just Google wine and music, I guarantee you, I don't care if you're in Missouri or you're in New York or you're in North Carolina, or you're in California, you're in Arizona, Washington, Oregon, you name it. There are great concerts going on all over this country of ours, and there's great wine to go with it. Right, Simone?
Definitely. Wine and music is a classic pairing, and I do recommend you check out the winery website for more information, or if you visit a particular wine region, I'm sure they will have a fantastic wine alliance that can also help you with booking your experience.
And I think a lot of these groups, they love to do wineries to begin with, and you really get quality acts because, you know what, it's a very special kind of venue. So anyway, just check it out. So we're glad to bring this one to you, Vina Robles Amphitheater, and we're going to definitely check out some of the shows, and we'll take you to some other venues around the country on future editions of Grape Encounters Radio. So that's going to do it from Vina Robles. Hey, thanks, Simone. Really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having us today, David.
More Grape Encounters next.
Hey, guys. Great news.
While you're letting the wine breathe, Facebook us at facebook.com/Grape Encounters Radio.
Grape Encounters is brought to you by EpicStyle.com. Gadgets and accessories for wine, spirits, and beer lovers. It's all here at EpicStyle.com.
Grape Encounters Radio is always on the lookout for great story ideas, even if they're completely and totally off the wall. So here's the deal. Share your story ideas with me or send a question you'd like to hear answered on the show. If I use your question or suggestion, I'll send you a special gift from EpicStyle.com. I want to know what you want to know. You can contact me on the Grape Encounters Radio group page on Facebook or email david@GrapeEncountersRadio.com. If you've got something for me, I've got something for you.
Warm weather is showing up all over the country, and it's time to get into picnic and barbecue mode. That means time for grilling and beer and wine chilling. If wine, beer, or even a pitcher of margaritas figure into your summer festivities, visit EpicStyle.com for the ultimate selection of products and accessories to help you savor in style. From acrylic glasses to picnic backpacks, you'll discover thousands of products that will help you have more fun under the summer sun. Check it out, EpicStyle.com.
Talk about the adventure of a lifetime. Our listener trip aboard the Regent Seven Seas Mariner is a Grape Encounter that I will never, ever forget. And the folks who made this magical journey possible are Sterling Travel. I don't know of any travel agency that does a better job when it comes to creating unforgettable experiences. At Sterling Travel, they focus on excursions that are simply second to none. That's why they work with companies like Regent Seven Seas to make sure that your Sterling Travel experience takes you to incomparable destinations and immerses you in exceptional service that totally exceeds your expectations. Before, during, and after your trip, they're with you all the way, making sure that your vacation is completely and totally off the chart. They have all kinds of adventures waiting for you, and the best way to learn more about what Sterling Travel can do for you is to log on to SterlingTravelInc.com. That's SterlingTravelInc.com. Tell them you heard about it on Grape Encounters Radio.
Back to what you love most, wine and Grape Encounters.
Oh my gosh, what a great encounter I'm having today. I wanted to put a call out to our gadget guru, Matt Dubow, because as I think about concerts, I got to thinking about one of the products that EpicStyle.com, I think, sells a lot of, and that is flasks. Matt, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Matt, you know what? My birthday was very recent.
Yeah.
And I kind of dropped the hint to a number of my friends that what I wanted for my birthday was a flask. Nobody came through. Matt,
I will help you out with that.
Maybe for next year at this point in time. But it's something that you guys sell a lot of. And the reason that I was thinking about flasks today was because I'm touring this really terrific concert venue. And I remember when we were young and we used to go to concerts, that people would show up with flasks to concerts, right?
Right.
You're really not supposed to do that, are you?
You're not, but I know lots of people that have. And actually, I saw a really interesting trick that a friend of mine's wife did. And she cut out the bottom of her purse.
What?
Yeah. And put the flask underneath the cutout. So a lot of purses, I guess, have kind of a hard bottom. So she kind of cut that out to where she could pull it up and then put it back down. And she'd put the flask on the very bottom of the purse and then put this hard bottom of the purse on top of it. So at a sporting event, when they went to check your purse for anything, the people couldn't find the flask.
So why don't you at Epic Style create purses that have false bottoms that you could, you know, like there's a built-in flask there, and maybe there's like a straw that comes up through the strap of the purse. Another great idea that I'm giving you for free.
Well, thank you so much. I always appreciate your ideas.
Are you writing this down? I did not hear the sound of your pencils scratching your paper.
Because I was typing it.
Well, the thing is this, and it really galls me, and I know it galls you too, because you're a big sports fan. I'm more of a music fan, right?
Right.
But it doesn't matter really whether you go to a sporting venue or a concert venue. When you get charged like a beer for $10 or $12, I mean, that happens, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. And I'm okay with the fact that some of these wineries that are putting in these wonderful concert venues are also selling their wines and other wines. And I don't mind paying a premium for a really decent glass of wine, but beer? Really? Seriously? $10, $12?
That seems to be excessive, but that's kind of what's out there, especially for an imported beer. You'll definitely pay that.
I mean, I think I would be okay with that if it was something that was really, really special.
There's also a lot of microbreweries that are really good. I know we're getting way off topic here, but there's a lot of microbreweries that are coming out with excellent beer.
And in fact, I think that the whole beer world is starting to look a lot like the wine world now. I think you're going to see as many beers out there as there are wines pretty soon. I mean, people are really into it.
I agree.
And I got to admit, some of the beers that I have tasted are just amazing. I've had beers that have espresso in them, you know, that are just, you know how much I love coffee. That's a great combination, just mixing beer and espresso.
Maybe for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it for me, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like that.
Right, let's go back to flasks for a minute. More women than men? More men than women? Or is it women buying them for their guys? And what do people do with the flask?
Definitely. Years ago, it was more men. And with the trend of flasks that are getting more ornate and decorative, I see many women buying flasks. More so than I ever have before, where there could be, like, we have some with flames on them, or one that says party girl, or little rubies on them, or colorful. And I see a lot of women buying these, actually more than men these days.
Really? This flask was really a guy thing, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. But I think because of the way that they're getting so decorative, you have so many more women buying these flasks.
But it's not really a wine thing, though. I guess, you know, if I had a flask, I would put port in it. You know, something like that, or a Madeira or something that, you know, something sippable, or cognac, perhaps. That would be great, right?
You could do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the sort of thing that I would want to own it for. Because, you wouldn't have me putting bourbon in it or scotch or anything like that. Vodka, yuck. I don't like hard alcohol.
Well, then you would go with what you enjoy.
Would I be able to rinse the cognac and the flavor out of the flask, or do you even do that?
Yeah, you would want to clean it out, especially if you're going to put something different in it.
How many different flasks do you sell at EpicStyle.com?
Over over 40 different types.
One of the hottest products that you sell?
Oh, most definitely.
Really?
And we sell quite a few obviously different styles. The ones that I have to say are the hottest are kind of your traditional ones, and we have these ones that are plastic that a lot of people buy, and they come in a 10, a 16, and a 26 ounce. And I think people like those just because they're inexpensive, and if they lose them, then they don't. It's not that big a deal. But we sell a lot of those, and then your regular brown and black leather flasks are always real hot.
I think owning a flask is kind of like owning pocket watch. Certain things that, you know, they're just sort of, you know, just on the other side of jewelry, but they're kind of those things that you go, God, I wish I had one of those. So anyway, flasks is it. But I do want to say this, all this talk of concerts makes me think that there's a product that you're not selling at Epic Style. Lord knows you sell everything imaginable for wine, beer, and spirit lovers, but I don't think you sell a Boda bag.
We do.
What?
We do. And it's funny because I will talk to people about the Boda bag, and they don't even know what that even is. But when years ago, that's what everyone had was a Boda bag. That was the hot thing.
I had one, definitely. And in those days, it was pretty easy to smuggle one in to a concert. But you know what? Those days are long gone, and they check you pretty carefully. I guess the woman with the purse, yeah, she's got the right idea. Matt, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for talking to us. Matt Dubow, the gadget guru from EpicStyle.com. Check out everything they have to offer.
And check out all of Matt's products at EpicStyle.com. And if you just can't get enough of Matt and I, or me and Matt, or however it's said, go to GrapeEncounters.com, because every show we've ever done is right there waiting for you. See you next week.
We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. But if you need an extra serving of Grape Encounters, visit us online at grapeencounters.com.
The internet.
That whole internet.
That dang old internet.
That internet has it all.